Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Back at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina in Hamlin Road, we've already gone through 2 hours.
Wow.
That's an advantage. We can have a good time. Time passes quickly, and so it's worth getting up early, although I got up very late today. I didn't get up until 5:30.
Oh, my.
So it's always wonderful because I actually get enough sleep on weekends. Whereas during the week, no matter how hard I try, I do not.
You just go, yeah, early.
That's right, 3 o'clock. And you've got to be alert. You know, you got to get a snap to it. So, very thankful.
Thank you. You've done that for 50 years.
Yeah. In Ooh. 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, the 25th, the day of our of Rufus's annual garden party.
Yeah.
But by invitation only. It's for our group. Everybody's going to want to come.
Our gardening family.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm very careful to not invite extreme landscapers because I don't want them to say, why did you put a tall plant in front of a short plant?
Because
is not going to say that to you.
No. Yeah, a horticulturist there is going to say that to you.
But
But we have very forgiving. And
I love it.
Multidimensional.
That's
we all have our own ideas, just like Hoffman was talking about beekeepers. They all have their own ideas about things. All have their own opinions.
Well, I view it this way. If you happen to have a little space in front of a short plant and you want that plant, a tall plant, you can look around behind.
That's right.
You can look around behind that tall plant. Yep.
Well, I lost a tree. I lost a fairly large holly, deciduous holly, a couple of years ago, and so I've started planting things. So I've got a lot more sunlight in that area, and so and a new space to put plants. And so I've started putting a few different things.
Did you say you lost a deciduous
holly? Deciduous?
That was large?
Yeah, it was a possum holly.
Okay. I'm not familiar with a deciduous holly.
Well, yeah, you are. They're native.
Yeah. Possum holly. It was...
It must have colonized when you say it was large. I mean, it wasn't...
It had a large trunk on it.
Really?
Yeah, but Gerald Adams saw it one time. He said it's the biggest one he'd ever seen.
I'm thinking.
It's yeah, I don't
one
know.
I've heard of.
Yeah. I don't know that I have, but it took up a big, it had a big canopy. It was 15 feet tall.
Okay.
I've got a Muskogee.
Yeah.
That's very near it, right on the corner of the property, that is big as a maple tree.
Well, that I can believe.
Yeah.
They get 30 feet.
Muskogee. So, but yeah, this is, boy, I'll tell you, I hated running into those limbs, too, because they were kind of edgy. The leaves weren't, but they were, I don't know, they cut you up. So I was kind of glad in a way to get rid of it, but it just fell over. In the wind, we had a hurricane come through, and it blew it over.
Sure. So it wasn't like a hawthorn, like a Crataegus hawthorn, deciduous hawthorn. It was.
I bought it as a, I mean, it had holly berries on it. In the in the winter.
Okay.
So.
Well, now
you think I went all these years without thinking of, with it being something else?
I think that it was. I'm going to show you a picture.
All right, let me talk about varmints in the yard and how you can take care of them. You know, the triangle is known for its natural beauty, and with that comes an incredible variety of wildlife. The curious deer and the clever squirrels just kind of sneaking around, the moles and voles and even snakes. And the animals are around. You know, unfortunately, they kind of help themselves, and they can spell trouble for your garden. And everything's lush right now. Safe and effective way to handle the wildlife is to protect your garden. It's to use iMust Garden products. Now, made right here in the Triangle by people who understand what local gardeners are up against. Unlike harsh chemical solutions, iMust Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but are safe for you, your family, your pets, and the environment. And they don't just work. They smell good, too. That's right. No harsh chemical odors or dangerous residues, just clean, natural protection that lets you breathe easy. Whether you're dealing with deer munching on roses, rabbits in your veggie beds, squirrels in the planters, or mosquitoes ruining your evening, iMust Garden Solutions have lots of things going on for them. Long-lasting solutions for 15 common pests, including the best-selling deer repellent. And other products come in easy-to-spray containers, concentrates, granules, if you prefer those. Pick up iMust Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing your plants are protected, people-safe, and pet-safe, and eco-safe. They are great solutions that actually work. Available at local garden centers and hardware stores. iMust Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests.
Well, Mike, I can give personal testimony to that. The squirrels were always messing with my tomatoes. Just come in, nibble a little bit, and mess with them. And I sprinkled the granular around in pots around the edge.
got rid of them.
Yeah.
They didn't come anymore.
Melissa got some rabbit spray at Camel Road the other day because rabbits. Melissa planted some phlox last year, and she was getting some flowers on them, and all of a sudden the flowers were gone, and she was so mad.
Yep.
And
bunnies?
Yeah, so she got some Amos Garden rabbit spray, and she's going to spray that. She sprayed her phlox, and so darn rabbits.
Well, I've got a question for Nelsa. I showed you a picture of my buckeye. How big is that going to get?
Big, tall.
Yeah, that's big. That's the pride of Ohio. It wouldn't grow anything small up
there.
Got
one at the garden hut that's probably 25 feet, but it's got some width to it, too.
Well, somebody's going to have to worry about that when I'm gone. mine are about 2 feet tall, and I got three of them.
Yeah.
That Gerald got for me. It got a beautiful little bloom on it.
That's what you have.
What is that?
Crataegus, a hawthorn.
It's a hawthorn? Yeah. I had a hawthorn out there?
Yeah, and when you said something about the bark, because it'll get you.
Well, why did it have?
I don't know.
That's what I was buying?
Possum haw.
I don't know where I got it.
Yeah, the deciduous holly, possum haw, I mean,
they just don't get that big.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, that was early in my evolution as a gardener and the host of this show. So I was not very learned now, but I was even less so then. So, is that the consumer protection division coming out in you, Rufus?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You got took, boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh well, I enjoyed it. It was very pretty. I mean, it looked very holly like. Oh well, hawthorn.
Oh,
what is a dadgum hawthorn going down here anyway?
A Crataegus hawthorn. I don't know. We sold them at the garden hut, but we also sold the.
You didn't sell them as possum haws, though. Oh well. I enjoyed that tree very much.
Well, Nelsa, I have a
ignorant as I am
hawthorn shrub that's never bloomed.
Now see, he's talking about like. The ones you see down at the beach, the Indian hawthorns.
Right, yeah. This is quite different.
3 or 4 feet tall.
They usually love.
Never bloom.
All right, we're going to take a break and be back from the Aluminum Company of North Carolina.
They like
full size. Got the got food, folks. You got lots of things dealing with your house here. The open house of the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Hamlin Road in Durham. Come join us. Go ahead and sit down. We'll talk about it. Jeff Hoffman is with us again, who is with the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. He's been here a long time and knows his stuff about all that the Aluminum Company folks do. But he's also a beekeeper, a serious beekeeper. And we were just talking about one of the services, one of the things that beekeepers do besides make honey, help the bees make honey and sell honey, is helping people out who get beehives in their house. You were just showing me some extraordinary pictures of bees up in the rafters of this house.
Yes, sir.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's when I don't do my job right, and my bees decide that they want a new queen, the house is too small for them, and they'll make a new queen, and half of that hive will leave, and they generally will post up somewhere in a tree or something like that. Why a scout bee will go find a better place to live. And sometimes it is your house. And they'll go in through a soffit system of something, you know, of easy access from the exterior. And they'll set up a new hive right there. Not all beekeepers go and get them out of the houses.
Yeah.
There's a group of us out of Franklinton that we do ours. We just get the phone calls and we do what we can to go help out. We take it apart, get the bees out, actually vacuum them back into a for better word, we vacuum them back into a shop vac, and we put them right back into a hive somewhere in our apiary.
Now, you were showing me also a picture of they had left your hives. Mm-hmm. They were swarming. So did that mean that they were mad?
No, not at all. You'd actually, if they
I don't want to live here anymore.
it was
a bee tantrum.
Yeah.
So what were they doing then?
So it's my fault. I didn't do my due diligence in taking care of. You're supposed to go in a beehive basically every 9 days because they can cap an egg, and then inside of 16 days they can make a new queen. When that new virgin queen comes out, because they don't like the old queen, when she comes out, half of the hive is going to leave with her. When that happens, you now weaken your hive. But so they're going to land somewhere, send a scout bee out, find a better place, then they're going to go to that and set up home there.
I didn't know it was so sophisticated.
This is royalty, man.
And the one thing, and the one thing that we haven't addressed, and I bet you were going to, is how important the bees are for our farmers.
Absolutely.
Produce, basically,
from fruits to veggies.
So our bee club, you know, based, we're out of Franklinton. You got, like, again, plug in the agriculture centers. If you're interested in being a beekeeper, go to bee school. Go learn something about bees before you spend the money, because if not, you're going to do like I did. Buy bees and release them to the wild.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to do. So that being said, our agriculture center, they get the phone call. We have a couple of the ladies in there that answer those calls. They'll go out. They'll assess it. Sometimes they need my help and sometimes they don't. So if it's something up high, we're going to take a house apart, take out the soffit system or something of that area.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up there. Set
you know about soffits, too.
Exactly.
That works pretty well. He was showing me one that they were swarming around his bee houses, and they left, and they made a nest up in a tree. Well, what does Jeff do? He has this crane-type thing and goes over and gets them out of the tree and puts them back in the house.
Let me ask Jeff this. Do you know where? Oh, cool.
I use my ladder and my tractor to get up into.
I'm like, I don't know about OSHA.
Pretty steep.
That's all right. That's Jeff's got to worry about that.
Jeff, do you know where bees go to the bathroom?
They do. A lot of your bees are not going to come out of the house until the end of their lifespan, because they're going to be the flight bees that are going out to get the food and bring it back. So it's nothing to go out to your beehive in the afternoon hours, and they're all just coming out, they're flying around, and they'll do that for 5-10 minutes, and then they'll all go right back in. And, you know, like the kids will ask me, the grandkids will ask, Dad, Granddaddy, they're swarming. I said, no, they're just using the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're going to take a smoke.
There's another place.
Exactly.
There's another place that bees go to the bathroom.
In flight, they do. We had ours set up at.
Are you testifying to this happened to you?
You tell me. I'm not going to go there yet.
Let me ask it this way. Rufus, where do bees go to the bathroom?
Whenever they want to.
No, not. I said where, W-H-E-R-E, where do bees go to the bathroom?
I have no earthly idea.
A BP station.
That is. We were waiting for that. I thought we were going to learn something.
I knew it was
you did.
That's.
Okay.
Jeff, I saw a program.
Got 45 seconds.
The other day where they said there were bee thieves all over the country, hoarding them, stealing them.
Yes. A lot of people call in and they have orchards and stuff like that. And they're asking for us to bring the bees in and set up the hives there. And some of it is not the best areas. They can actually, at nighttime, they'll go in, close them up, take them with them.
All right. Well, Jeff, keep your seat. We'll talk more about this and the aluminum company coming up here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmiston, Nelson Cox, Jeff Hoffman is with us. We're going to talk, Jeff, another couple of minutes here, and we need to talk to Steve All of the pollen that we've had, been cleaning up, I'm sure. Well, it gets into your car, too. And reminder that when you need something done to your vehicle, or if you need a checkup on your vehicle, and that's always a better thing, don't wait for something to happen. Go ahead and you know that you've got some pollen and all kinds of stuff in those filters. Let's go in and Monday and check in with King's Auto Service. Call them on Monday, set up a spring cleaning checkup, and they can replace whatever, check whatever, whether it's the brakes, just the basic things. It's good to start with the basics, and just like your doctor does, and check your pulse and your blood pressure and all that stuff. They can do that with your vehicle, and that's going to save you money in the long run. So call King's and get them check the wiper blades and the brakes and tires and hoses. Get an air conditioning checkup. That's a good idea because it's we've had a little hot weather, and you know how that miserable that can feel if you're air conditioning doesn't work in your house or your car. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at King's that are ready to diagnose anything you've got available. High voltage battery packs can give out after 150,000 miles, and they can probably do you a better deal for getting those in, and they can also check that system. They can check that 12 volt battery too, and I for the life of me, I just don't think that those 12 volt batteries last as long. We have so many electronics on those cars now, so many non-moving parts, electronic parts that depend on those batteries. I think they run down after check them at least after 3 years. But anytime you go in, they will check those batteries and things like that, kind of give a car a once over just in case. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 North West Street, downtown Raleigh, and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Our friend Steve, Jeff, sit if you've got time. Steve is with us. Steve, how are you?
Taking a nap. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I just want to call to remind everybody that the Raleigh Daily Club meeting is tomorrow at J.C. Ralston Arboretum at 2 o'clock.
Good.
And our speaker is Leslie Platt, and she's a landscape photographer, so it ought to be interesting.
Do you take photos of your daylilies?
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife does. She's out there. When we're in bloom, she's out there every day.
Yeah.
And she, her phone is full.
So what are the daylilies doing right now? What
right
stage
now
are they?
They are greening up. We've got one scape up with Ashley Bloom Buds on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what blooms early. So my azaleas have done amazing this year.
Yeah, everything's been pretty.
Yeah, but that means the pollen's been bad, too.
Yeah. So. Well, I think that's something we have to get used to.
My French tree is starting to get, is starting to bloom.
Yeah, the grandfather's beard. I've seen a couple around my neighborhood that are gorgeous.
Oh, my. This is that twig I got from the Duke Gardens.
Yeah.
It is huge, and it is just covered in bloom.
Yeah, they like a lot of sun, and if they've got sun, they're going to produce a lot of those fluffy, smoky-type blooms.
It's gorgeous. So, but anyway, just a reminder about the daylily meeting tomorrow. So,
thank you, my friend.
To the public.
Appreciate you always calling.
All right, thanks for letting me. Let me wait for you.
Okay. Well, I honestly I did not hear Joel say that you were on the line. I apologize. I can only think about one thing at a time, really.
When you're doing a live remote, you're really busy. So
yeah, it's kind of extra busy. So yeah, so I apologize. I always apologize. I'm man up. I own it. If I mess up, I'm the first to tell you that I mess up. And I shouldn't leave people online, but I do sometimes. We get busy.
Despite, I love you anyway.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. You take
all
care.
Right, we'll see you. We'll call you next week.
All right. We're going to talk to Billy in a minute. Jeff, honey. That's what everybody's interested in, the honey. That's quite a process.
It takes a long time for a beekeeper to get to that point where you can actually get honey. Just history of mine, I went 4 years before I actually got honey. It was 3 years before I made it through a winter, trying to learn bees, get everything, you know, that just be able to understand how bees work and how to maintain bees. It took me 4 years to get to a honey stage, and once I got it, was just enough for the family. I took my father's, when he passed, I got his beehives, and he, you know, basically I worked with him and learned, but I didn't listen. So when I actually got his hive, I was behind the eight ball.
Oh.
So going to bee school, I cannot tell you how important that is. So go to bee school, learn bees before you get into it.
Now, this is not a major at NC State. You have to go. You have to contact your extension service.
Exactly.
And find a club.
Mm-hmm. Five County is great, and then Franklin County is great. Those are the two that I know of that serve the area in which I'm at, mm-hmm. And both of them have nice apiaries. If you want to be a beekeeper, you can go over there and work bees, and we would love for you to come be free labor to work bees.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, in the process of getting bees, getting honey, it took 5 years before I really had something that I could say, yeah, I got some for people at church, you know, give away. And then it got to a point where I was getting around 10 gallons a year. And that's what I did last year. I went up from one hive or surviving. I went all the way out to 12 hives, and that's when I figured out this is not a hobby anymore. This is a full-time job. So I reduced back down to 5 hives, came through winter this year with 4, and they're doing great. I'm getting ready to do my splits. That's something you do to stop the swarming. I'm getting ready to do those splits because I got 2 of my hives are really big, and they need to be split.
So, folks, you can come out here and talk about fascia and soffit and doors and windows and everything for the exterior of your home with Jeff Hoffman, but you can also talk a little bit about beekeeping and honey. So.
I do need to plug the aluminum company.
I think Sammy would be happy if you did that. But, folks can really come out and eat. But they can also look around, and you've got displays for everything.
Here. Yeah, we got the displays. We got bring pictures, bring everything that you need, and we can help you with that. The food trucks are here, and the drawings. We got thousands of dollars in drawings, and then there's a specialty that Sammy's done this year, 20,000 square feet of hardy plank. That's basically half a house, or in some situations, a full house of siding. Yeah. Come in, put your name
really
in.
Really good siding that will
the
last
hardy plank,
forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it'll look like that old Masonite stuff. We love the Masonite with the beads and everything, and you can have that. But this go-around, it's going to last forever.
Last time you'll do it.
Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Always great talking to you.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. We'll talk to Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market coming up on the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back at the Aluminum Company with the Weekend Garden. We're going to talk to Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market coming up here. Like so many of you, the moment spring rolls around and the weather starts turning warm, I Must Garden is needed. There's something magical about watching those first green shoots push through the soil and seeing blooms begin to pop. Well, it's that time of year. Nature's waking up. It is so pretty right now, but nothing crushes that gardening joy faster than moles and voles. And, you know, I'm talking about moles tunnel through your yard, leaving behind a maze of raised ridges and ugly mounds. And voles, well, they even are worse. They are real troublemakers, gnawing on the bark of trees and shrubs, devouring roots, and leaving your favorite plants struggling. Or worse, dead. And, you know, plants are expensive. They must, we all must rely on I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent, a powerful natural solution that gets the job done without harming the environment. I Must Garden uses a special blend of botanical oils and natural ingredients to create a repellent that's tough on pests but gentle on everything else. No harsh chemicals, no toxic residue, just moles and voles food stores, basically, making your garden yard less inviting. So rely on I Must Garden and their repellents. Trusted local garden centers sell it. Hardware stores like Hudson's Hardware in Garner and Clayton and Piedmont Feed and Garden Center in Chapel Hill. So this spring, take control. Don't let moles and voles ruin your yard and all that hard work. Choose safe, choose effective, choose local. Choose I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. Billy, how's everything out at the farmer's market, brother?
Oh, it's beautiful out here today.
Yeah, you got plants all over building number two now, including Gerald. Brother Gerald's down there with his tomatoes. I saw him on television the other day.
Did
he
you?
Was talking about the cold weather. They were interviewing him about the cold weather that was coming up. I don't know if it turned out to be so bad, but
we can't hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear him.
He can hear him.
I can hear him, but y'all need to get your hearing checked. Hey, there's nothing you can do about it, Jeff.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you have all these beautiful plants out there, building number two. But building number one is starting to evolve, I think. You have asparagus now?
We have asparagus. Strawberries, I think, is our big headliner in there. They are beautiful this year. Great, big, sweet, bright red strawberries. And we have asparagus, and, of course, we have some greens just to root us. But
Oh, good. You got all kinds of greens.
Oh, kale.
All kinds to choose from, Rufus.
Potatoes, spinaches, lettuce, cabbages, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad of that. What about fruit-wise? I guess you got strawberries.
We have strawberries. I think, and apples. And honey. We got plenty of honey down there.
Oh, good.
I was listening to the segment before me about the beekeepers and all. It's amazing to me. I've learned a lot.
It's fascinating. It really is. And the finished product is lightning. It's
pretty
just,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... I don't know. Rufus is partial to the sourwood honey, I think, because
I love sourwood.
The mountains, yeah. And I thought that may be the best. But
Billy, have you got any ramp?
Oh
boy!
Yeah, ramps. I go for them.
Yeah, Rufus, tell us about the ramp
ramps
festival.
And scrambled eggs.
Ramp and scrambled eggs.
You used to have the ramp festival, Billy, up in Waynesville, North Carolina. And Thad, you were my predecessor in the Secretary of State's office, was the king of the ramps.
He was.
It's a wild onion-like thing.
Now, can you eat those raw?
You can, but I'd rather...
You can't get a date.
I'd rather cook them a little bit. You're going to have a sort of an afterburner there.
Kind of like that chicken you ate this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
So, by the way, Billy, I had some strawberries that Phil picked up last week in my cereal this morning.
There at the farmer's market.
Really good, really good.
Yeah, they're good ones this year. Did the farmers have a lot of issues this year with their crops? We were changing weather all over the place.
The weather's been up and down, and they've had to adjust a little bit. But
I thought about them with all that rain yesterday, for instance.
They probably was well received.
Yeah.
But not the hail.
Yeah. That's right.
Bruise up any berries.
And, you know, I was talking to one of the farmers yesterday. We were talking about the temperatures, and he hadn't planted yet. Everything was still in his greenhouses. And he said he sure was glad, but it didn't drop down quite as bad as what they were calling for.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, these guys, it's amazing. I talked to them and how much work it goes into a farm to get food on your table. It's just amazing. One day you're talking to them, they're pumping water off the farm, and next week they're pumping water back on the farm.
I know it takes a lot of work. It truly does. So what do you have up in the market shops? I guess it smells pretty good up there this morning with the coffee and the pastries at the other end.
And these great big cinnamon buns. I have one for breakfast this morning. Don't tell my doctor; they probably won't like that. But this thing was
You say great big? But they usually come in a big package. You didn't eat the whole package, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, they had the individual ones out on the.
Yeah. I like the cinnamon bread without the icing. That's what I prefer.
Like this.
That's what I have for supper last.
Sourdough. Yeah. It's all sourdough. It's great. But it ain't sour.
My wife takes that and then slices it up and then makes French toast out of that cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what we had for supper last night.
You had that for supper? Oh, okay.
That a little bit.
That's old-fashioned. That's like a Sunday night. In the old days, have breakfast for supper. So, you got the Market Bakery there, and you got 321 Coffee, and right in the middle, near 321 Coffee is the Market Grill. And they have really some special – they have brought out a new product. They have taken apples and strawberries from the farmer's market, and they freeze-dried them. Hmm. And they melt in your mouth, don't they, Rufus?
Oh, especially the strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Those strawberries are awesome.
It's just something they try. They're always trying something different. And Melissa had some those puff things that they make, but these were sweet potato puffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that's a new one. Yeah,
they were good. But plus they have breakfast there. You can get a breakfast sandwich and lunch also.
I'd like to get some of those sweet potato puffs for 112. Your old lady from Durham.
I know.
Since she loves sweet
potatoes.
She's
probably
like
that. I don't know if we can get any collard puffs, but that's something to think about.
Collard puffs.
Yeah, but you can find the Rufus dog there. That's the home of the Rufus dog. Mustard, salt,
I have
chili, and onions.
Send me pictures all the time of standing in front of the frame, the picture of the Rufus dog.
That's right. Your picture's out there too, isn't it? Somewhere.
On the Rufus
dog. An autograph.
Poster.
Yeah, an autograph out there.
One side of the poster has a really pretty hot dog, and on the other side there's Rufus.
Yeah, that's right. One side is the hot dog, a real pretty hot dog, and the other side is Rufus. That's all right.
Oh, mercy.
Well, there's so many things in there. You can outfit yourself, buy all kinds of things for Easter, too, can't you, Billy?
You can, and talking about Easter, up at Logan Garden Center. The Easter Bunny is going to be there at 11 o'clock today, and the Easter Bunny is there until 1 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Have you made a note of that, Rufus?
Better hop
you gonna get your. You can get your bunny glasses
wouldn't that, be
that I gave you, and you can get your photograph taken
wouldn't
with it.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Just hop on over.
I need to do that.
I got to tell you, my daughter was scared to death of the Easter Bunny. It's pretty normal for kids to be, because this one had to be. It looked like it was as big as Tommy Burleson.
Oh my!
It was real tall.
Bunny.
Yeah, it was a big bunny, and it was at the farmer's market. And we coaxed Adrienne to go over there, and she was probably three.
Oh no!
So she's sitting there, and she didn't cry, and she sort of smiled. It was kind of a sheepish smile on there, but I know. Well, they don't know why this big rabbit is there. I mean, they like the Easter Bunny, but they didn't expect it to be so big. But that's always fun. That's always fun for kids to see their expressions when they see the Easter Bunny. So that's nice. So where's the Easter Bunny going to be now?
It's going to be at Logan's Garden Center.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'd be rummaging around. If you see a big rabbit eating lettuce and whatnot over
pansies.
There. Pansies. Right, eating pansies.
Got to keep them out of Farmer's One, Bill.
That's right. Got to be careful where you go. You got to have a guard with him, I suppose.
When I was growing up, we raised rabbits. And rabbits, they kick you. They don't bite you. They kick you.
Yeah.
They're kickers.
You got the farm. You got the restaurants out there. Besides the Market Grill, you got the famous Market restaurant, Farmers Market restaurant there up on the hill near Logan's, and that's always good eating. Did you chase something with your cinnamon bun from there, like some sausage or something?
No.
Just a cinnamon bun, though. Okay.
I just hit the cinnamon bun. I got you.
Oh, cinnamon, these sausage and biscuits.
Get some good seafood, too, out there.
Yeah. Kemp's Seafood out there, the seafood market.
Oh, man.
Seafood grill. You can buy fresh in the market shops, but you can also, Kemp will cook it up for you. Yeah. So you got it all out there. You got any big celebrations coming up, Billy?
May 1st will be Strawberry Day. And I always look forward to
That's
that.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, always nice talking to you, buddy.
You too. And y'all come see us.
We shall multiple times.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye. All right. Hey, Sammy. We get somebody. Hey, Sammy, come here a second. Sweet Madison over there. Madison, you can be on the air, too. You can be on my show anytime. Yeah, come here. Come here and talk. This is my friend Madison. You might know her from another station, but she's my friend, too.
Yeah, we are. Definitely.
Your husband used to listen to the show.
He still listens to the show. Yes.
Okay,
in fact, he's home now doing some gardening, getting ready for graduation.
Carrie, good morning to you if you're still listening.
If you're not,
I want to know why. I love you, dear.
You're so sweet.
Nicest person in the building by far.
Thank you.
Sammy, say goodbye. We only have about 20 seconds.
Just want to say bye, everybody. Thanks for coming out. And if you can't make it out, we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah, come on out. Aluminum Company of North Carolina, thanks for everything you do.
Thanks for coming out.
All right. Thank you, girls. Rufus, we'll have to do Cliff Joyner next week.
Definitely.